It's time for another English extravaganza. As some of you may know, tomorrow is the Chinese New Year. It's a public holiday in China, and usually people have a week off. The most important days of celebration are Chinese New Year's Eve, which is today, and Chinese New Year's Day, which is tomorrow. Today, in China, people will celebrate with a day of family reunions, and tomorrow is a day of family visits and New Year's greetings. Traditionally, celebrations start much earlier than Chinese New Year's Eve. Some people start to celebrate 3 weeks before. They start to clean the house to welcome a new year from then. This year is the year of the rooster. Roosters are hard-working, resourceful, courageous, and talented. They are active, amusing, and popular among crowds, and like to be the center of attention. People born during the year of the rooster are happiest when they are surrounded by others. They like to brag about themselves and their accomplishments. And because of this, they can be seen as vain and boastful. People born during this year want to be attractive, so they are very active, healthy, and enjoy sports like hiking and swimming. For people born in a year of the rooster, 2017 is considered a bad year. According to Chinese astrology, people in their zodiac year are believed to offend Tai Sui, the god of age, and incur his curse. It is believed to bring nothing but bad luck. Therefore, Chinese astrology followers pay special attention to their conduct during the year of their zodiac. One way they do this is by wearing red. Red is one of the luckiest colors in Chinese culture, standing for prosperity, loyalty, success, and happiness. Red can drive away bad luck and evil spirits. However, you cannot buy the red clothes yourself. It should be bought by a spouse, family member, or friend. Besides wearing red, you can also wear jade jewelry during your zodiac year to ward off bad luck. You can also face the right direction to avoid bad luck, which for roosters this year is west. Well, I hope you found this week's English extravaganza interesting. I'll see you next week.